What's up? What's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. Follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. Follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. And we upload to SoundCloud and iTunes every Sunday. Let me introduce my co-host, Tink. What's going on?
What's up? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at I'm underscore Tink.
Slim.
Yo, what's up? It's Slim.
She don't get no social media. Jay Gray.
Sad, man. It's Jay Gray. You can follow me on Twitter at Jay Gray, too.
All right. Sorry, you guys. We've been out of commission for, what, the last 2 weeks? I think that was a necessary vacation for everybody. A lot of people had things going on. I just really just wanted to have Sundays to myself. Kind of. That's
I can understand that.
That's kind of how I wanted to do it. All right, before I ask this question, I want you guys to listen to the question, and then I want you to think about it before you answer this question, right? It's going to lead to something else.
Of course.
Here's the question. Could you eat at one restaurant for the rest of your life? One, you can't cook anything. You got to eat it at one. You can get it to go, but you can't eat anything else. You got to eat that one. You got to eat it at one restaurant for the rest of your life.
I think y'all probably know my answer.
You can?
Yeah, we know yours.
Of course, we know yours.
So you can eat exactly.
Yep.
All right, so Tink says yes. Slim, what about you? For the rest of your life, you got to eat at one restaurant.
Yeah, I could.
You can do it?
Yeah.
Jay Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can?
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I asked that question was because I was listening to another podcast, and the host of the podcast, he actually said, being in a relationship or a marriage is like eating at the same restaurant for the rest, like every day for the rest of your life.
Cool.
Some people step out and eat at other restaurants from time to time. What do you say? They put peppermints and shit on their grill.
Yeah, where they go.
Well, yeah, I was hoping somebody was going to say, nah, that was really.
We answered that correctly.
That was a trap. Right. Set up.
Duh.
Save myself a good argument.
That's why I was like, y'all, see, you going to go.
Dang. Away. What if you did right. Say no?
Save myself a great argument.
So you want to go to this restaurant? Is that what you telling me?
You want something different today?
You can eat at the same restaurant, just switch the bills up. Do something different at that same restaurant.
But look, I asked that at work, right? As soon as I heard, I asked my coworkers. One of them in a relationship, one of them not. The one not in a relationship was like, yeah, I could do it. The other was like, I don't know. I like to cook. I like to go anywhere else. So then when I said the second thing, he was like, I'm glad my girl didn't hear none of this. But yeah, so if y'all want to fuck up your coworkers, ask them that and then explain it to them and watch it, how they works out. All right, let's talk about this. Bow Wow, a.k.a. Shad Moss. Now, I like to call him Bow Wow because he wants to be referred to as Shad Moss, and I feel like it's giving him too much respect by calling him his real name. So I'm going to continue to call him
Damn.
Bow Wow. Because everybody like, don't call him Bow Wow, call him Shad Moss. No, call him what he don't want to be called if you want to be disrespectful. So we're going to go with Bow Wow. Lil Bow Wow at that. Mm. All right, Lil Bow Wow got on Twitter and said he couldn't relate to civil rights issues because he's mixed.
With what?
I don't know. Dude just said he mixed.
Yeah, he said his dad's side of the family is white, yet he posted a picture of his father about a year ago.
That looked like a
like a headshot, that like a mugshot. Yeah.
That shit looked like a police sketch. This is a suspect.
So is his dad mixed?
No.
He just got green eyes. You know how folks think folks with color eyes got.
It looked like an NBA 2K created player.
He actually looks like his dad though.
Still,
I thought he didn't know who his dad was, or was that a movie?
He probably just found out who his dad was.
Probably like Mike or something.
Everybody finding their dad. Keisha Cole found her.
It was either sure like, did. Yeah, probably like Mike. He was watching.
But no, he said, then he comes back and said, my people been hating on me my whole career. Hold on, bro. Time out. Do you mean the mixed people? Because
you can't relate to black people.
Yeah, right. You can't relate. Because it can't be us. You know, you just said you're not black. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had that privilege to step out and say, I'm not something that I am. You know what I'm saying?
He's just way. First
Villalago.
I can't relate to short people problems because I'm tall. Like, I'm just going to say some dumb ass shit like that.
I don't know, man.
I wonder what went through his head to make him say that.
Trolling.
Niggas be high.
How his mama feel about that as a black woman?
Niggas be high.
I don't know. He probably go upstairs and ask her because they all live together.
They still live together?
I don't know.
She lives in his basement.
He lives in the basement and she lives upstairs, but it's his house. So you know how that goes.
That's some real mama's boy type shit.
He never moved down. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That ain't weird at all.
Bow Wow been like a terrible joke. Like, he's just been really
terrible. Just
like
terrible.
A joke for
since
like,
he hit 10. After 10, he was no longer cute. He was no longer little Bow Wow.
That Nickelodeon award and talked about it like it was a Grammy. I knew something wasn't right.
That and then
he did it in his adulthood.
Yes. The threat video to Soulja Boy.
Dog. I had his goons behind
me. Man, that is by far the.
I stay in my lane. I don't rap about guns, cause I know what my lane is.
Man,
and when they add the special effects,
man, yeah, that was the like, man, dog, like, that was by far the worst time he ever had. So. Moving forward from that moment, he's just been terrible for me.
And then he said he retired from rap.
Like,
I thought he retired once he hit puberty. Because he was came no
out of retirement to retire.
Yeah. he put out one last album.
47 retweets.
He put out his last album, executive produced by Snoop Dogg. And it's just like.
What was his last? What?
Exactly. Like,
what was his last single?
I just know Unleashed.
Look, he got signed with Cash Money. Want everybody to know that he was with Cash Money. That's a real question.
What was his last single?
If you could guess Bow Wow's last single
without Googling.
We can't even really say that on the show because motherfuckers don't Google anyway. But if you could do it, I'll give you a pat on the back. I ain't going to give you shit for it. I'll give you just a pat on the back. That's about it. But nah, this guy really just said, like, he gonna retire. He gonna lay it all down. You know, he gonna drop his flag.
It's been buried. I don't understand.
What flag? Pirate flag?
Nah, he's not gaming with that. Drop my flag.
I'm just trying to figure out what flag he is.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to be a fan of him.
I had
posters, magazines,
all young kids did. And then when he hit like 13, 14, he was no longer he was still the size of a child, and you're trying to figure out why.
See, kid stars is hard for because they try to be like, I don't know if you, because you in the rap, you try to grow up and be a goon.
Right.
Soulja Boy.
Right. And it's just like, it's too hard. Like, you a kid.
Soulja Boy missed out on so much money trying to be a gangster.
Right.
Like, niggas don't get it.
And Soulja Boy, man, he messed up, like, hard. Because it was like, dude, we remember you in the She Got a Dunk video doing dance routines with dudes. It wasn't no big booty in the whole video. It's not one big booty in the video.
I got his first album. That's the one he recorded on his little computer before he put out the big debut album. With five fingers say to the fake.
And then a lot of these kid stars, they feel the need to stay relevant for some reason. They don't take a lot of, like, Romeo, I respect Romeo. Romeo went away. Nobody knew who the hell he was. And then he came back all grown, and women were like, God damn.
Yeah.
But he wasn't one of the ones that tried to stay in the spotlight at all times. I don't know if it was because how his dad raised him, however that goes, but he wasn't, I need to be a thug to get somebody's attention.
His daddy was doing that.
Yeah, did you not hear me? That's probably why how his dad raised him. To be different than what he was doing. So
yeah, his dad
he didn't need to be
that.
In the spotlight.
Because his dad tried his best to be He changed No Limit like four times. Like, new No Limit, the new No Limit.
Now look, what killed it was when Romeo was on Nickelodeon, Master P was all about, we need to do better, get out the streets and start selling drugs. And
got new teeth and everything.
Romeo not on Nickelodeon no more.
Everybody went back to a kingpin. Like, he came back Scarface, Sosa and shit.
He's so out of shape now. It's like, bro, If Mass P wanted to make a comeback, he got to lose weight first.
Would he really need to make a comeback? Or is that something he wants to do musically?
So many chins, bro.
Because I don't think financially he needs it.
Like, he don't. He don't.
He just wants to be.
It's the ego thing. He feel like if he did it once.
So that's kind of like Ray Allen trying to consider coming back. So
even that. It's kind of like when you get so much money, you've done a lot of things, you try to find new things to do to keep yourself.
The P. Diddy effect.
Yeah.
P. Diddy
effect. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, well, I'm bored with everything else, so let me try rap again. And I think the whole big thing for him is climbing back to the top. But it's not going to work. If he want to make any type of push, like, he got to lose weight.
Because I'm sure he can't rap a full song.
Any kind of push, you got to lose weight.
That nigga was walking on them damn videos.
Master P H A T. Master Fat.
Look, that nigga was walking. That nigga was walking, told me, I'm going to do it again. Like, bro, no.
Now walking down the street, man was breathing hard as hell. They had a little video. He was talking about Usher.
This my thing, bro. Even though Gucci was locked up, confined to a jail cell, if Gucci, man, can lose weight, because
most people to go to jail, they gain weight.
They gain weight. Most people, like, look at Turk. Turk went to jail and got big as fuck.
Man, Turk went and got diabetes. Turk went to jail and got diabetes.
So, I hate when people be like, "My everybody go to jail and get swole." That's not true. That's not fucking true. I got a nigga in jail. That might be as hell, bro. Like,
Turk went to jail like a little boy. He came back a big mama.
Nigga said a big mama.
Getting that good come see.
A big mama.
It might have to get his cash money hoodies in 5 inches. If Gucci might lose weight, man, that man is really like my motherfucking
spirit animal.
Nah, he's my motivation. You know what I'm saying? To get right out here. You know, but we have to talk about, speaking of old people, we gotta talk about this 49-year-old R. Kelly.
Poor R. Kelly, man.
Oh, I bet he time out. I bet he met this 19-year-old girl playing Pokemon Go.
No way.
I bet you he did.
I read somewhere that her mom was the one that's kind of exploiting her, in a sense.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Really?
I wouldn't doubt it. You get parents like that. He got money. You better go get him, girl.
I just don't
understand. Apparently she's not the only one. It's like
that's a 30-year difference.
It's like, yeah, that's disgusting to me. I don't care how people try to make it right. She's legal. He's almost 50. That's a 30-year
difference. Now, don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? When you on the road and you traveling, you doing shows and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure that you just smashing dad. But this nigga out here, then they put the picture next to him from Granddad from Boom. And it looked the exact same.
You know what I'm saying? They compare him to Hugh Hefner.
Thank you for saving me, Granddad.
Really? And I've always thought Hugh Hefner was, it was disgusting because he likes younger women. Is he still alive?
But see, Hugh Hefner is different. Like, Hugh Hefner's profession is after young. I get Hugh Hefner because he almost a pimp in the situation.
Is he not sleeping with these young women?
Yeah, of course he is. But I mean, his business is young women, right? Like, he legally pimping young women. Like, you gotta have
sort of like Taz Angels.
Yeah.
But he's within age range.
But R. Kelly, like, dude, is literally.
I just realized what Taz Angels were. Like, is it Irv Gotti that got one of them? And they were like, I think it is Irv Gotti. Mixing with a girlfriend. I'm like, what is she? She's a dancer? It's like, she's a prostitute. I'm like, no way. I didn't know that had a whole group.
See, I got caught up with one of
them. Yeah, I was like, I thought they were maybe.
They sister wives.
An ex-Taz Angel. Hey, this is all they gotta say. About R. Kelly. R. Kelly has
He has a daughter just about that age.
That dude, like, it's historical at this point.
Yeah, like, he's historical to be fucking with women that are young as hell, mostly underage. It was a lot of, like I said, if you look at the public court documents, it's a lot of things that got settled out of court where he was fucking with some young ass girls. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I mean, starting with Aaliyah, who was 14.
14, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I think one of the girls.
Dude was like 27.
One of the girls.
And her mom, once again, pimped her out and signed over the document so she could marry this old ass man.
Yeah, dude got a, he seriously has a problem. But at the same time, you do have to, like, blame the people who support him, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you enable him to a certain extent. Because he's still able to move around and do a lot of these things. Because he has such a big support group. You know what I'm saying? Big fan base still.
That's just sick to me because he has a daughter that age.
What the fuck? What do you talk about?
Pokemon Go. You talk about reality TV. You talk about Bad Girls Club. What else come on? You talk about the Rugrats? Rugrats were before her.
Seriously, 19. I see so many people around our age talking about reality TV. I didn't know they 19-year-olds into it. I thought, things that we are into, that they would feel like, okay, if somebody around this age, you know how people are.
I think
you're around this age, I don't want to do that because it's uncool type shit.
No.
I don't know, but
I think, me personally, I think a lot of reality TV, I think at a certain age, you got to let that go. Especially the ratchet stuff like Basketball Wives, Love and Hip Hop. All that stuff is extreme ratchetness to me. I don't even watch it. Man. I would think that a 20-year-old would be more interested in that because they like the drama, the constant bitching. Feel like they need something to... Yeah, that's how I'm gonna be. Like, I wouldn't think a 30-year-old would be there.
For some people,
exactly. So that type of stuff doesn't interest me. I try to stay away from that type of stuff.
Deep.
Yeah, I don't.
That's how it be going. No, bitch.
Them folks be 30 and up though.
They be 30 and up.
Well, they set the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, well, the people on the show do be that old. So
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But what the fuck, besides Pokemon Go, do he take her
Disney?
To
he can take her to all the Disney shows on ice.
When they had the picture
that's her
him,
age range.
They had the picture of him dressed like a college student, man. And, the cast was like, man, y'all about to go to the cafe. everything in me was laughing.
Somebody posted the same with the neon green.
Yes.
Somebody posted the same picture and said, y'all still going to Panama?
About him was dressed like a college student, man. That's how
he can watch Nick Jr. with her. You know, that's a new show for the older kids.
Time out. Don't get me wrong. I kind of don't see the point of why people say, why y'all going to these college, what the fuck do you call it? Homecomings.
Yeah.
If you a certain age and shit. I don't get that one because a lot of people have school pride.
First of all, it's called homecoming.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah.
Alumni supposed to come home.
Exactly.
We're not even if you're not alumni. You know what
I'm
saying?
I'm just saying.
There's still a lot of things to do surrounding those homecomings that would fit for people in their age bracket. You know what I'm saying? So I've never got that one for people to shun those, but I'm pretty sure.
Maybe it's because they're talking about the college parties that follow.
But it's other things around it.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still trying to think of places he can take this.
Step shows, all that.
Oh, he can take her to Chuck E. Cheese and Incredible Pizza.
Slim still over here with the list of things to do.
I'm cool with that. Throughout the show, I want to know what the fuck this can, what do they talk about?
But girls are mature nowadays, even if they are 16, 17.
That's a good conversation.
Let's talk about that
real quick, okay? So even though girls are mature,
gonna be quick.
That man that's 49 years old, he's even though we say men don't mature as fast as women, a 49-year-old compared to a 19-year-old girl, he can have her doing anything he wants. He can have her shooting. He can have that chick trying to touch the damn sun with her bare hands. She gonna try it because her frame of mind at 19 is not where it would be if she was, let's say, 30 or 39. He gonna have that girl doing all type of stuff.
Let me say this. That is a young chick's favorite line.
Man.
What?
I am so mature for my age. No, you're not.
Because you ain't lived.
Exactly. A lot of people, at 19, trust me, you can have been through a lot and still have not experienced much. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that you possibly go through as a 19-year-old, you haven't got to experience as 29 or 30. Like, you can live on your own at 18, cool.
Yep.
It's all fine and dandy. You know what I'm saying? But until you gain experience with far as relationships, fair relationships, great relationships, things like that, and other and a lot of other things in life.
Accountability, all yeah. type of thing.
Like, you, it's a lot to learn.
Because at 19, it's always going to be somebody else's fault. It ain't gonna be your fault.
Right.
Somebody else is gonna be the reason why you do everything you do. You never gonna own up to that.
Like, it's nothing wrong.
And then they're never wrong.
It's nothing wrong with being young.
Yeah, right. It's not.
Just don't try to act like you older than you are.
Yeah.
Cause being with granddaddy, well, they can go to the senior citizen games at the day.
Like, bingo.
Like, I just don't get
you know,
it.
We're not finna go to bingo night.
I don't get what he can do with her. They can't even have interest in intellect because she's only 19. What does she really know?
Look, at 19, I was retarded. You hear me? If a motherfucker was 49, if a woman was 49 and wanted to fuck with me at 19, she just wanted me to ride my.
What face. She was gonna that do? Was what she was gonna do with you at 19? That real season one was gonna have you jumping through hoops like what was it? Q from Juice.
Yeah,
woman I had him wrapped around her finger.
Think stupid at 30. So just imagine me at 19, nigga. This shit is way worse.
I don't think she's ready for him. And then in a couple of years, she gonna look at him and be like, ugh.
Exactly.
She's not probably a couple of months and say, ugh, because she's getting these
attention. Probably right
she's
now, getting these attention. Like, as we
people
recording.
Know who she is, so people are coming for her now because she's a nice looking girl. She's gonna be looking at him ready to spit in his face.
I gotta say this because this is a legendary tweet from Twitter since we are talking about this 19-year-old. Somebody had tweeted and said, 19 is an ugly ass number. And this guy retweeted it and said, you 19 as hell. It happened like 5 years ago, bro. That wow. shit is still hilarious. So, yeah, if you ever want to call somebody ugly, just tell them they 19 as hell. And if they are OG Twitterers, they will know what the fuck you're talking about.
But, yeah, I mean, women like to say that line, and men think the same thing in reverse. Like, everything you think an older man is going to do for you as a young lady, the older man is doing the exact same thing in reverse. You are less problems. You are less likely to be worried about, like, serious things like commitment.
Yeah.
And
that's why they
choose that.
Right.
I just ain't never really had no great dealings with women that have been older than me. Like, they always want shit that I don't want.
Like a family?
They're getting older.
Not even just that.
Like seriousness. And
honesty. Truly.
Not even just that. They just, I don't know.
Integrity.
Loyalty.
It's just, like, they can't take jokes and shit.
Well, okay, this, at a certain age, I will say this. I think this is for men and women. A 30-year-old man and a 30-year-old woman, the man is kind of behind her in a few years. However, certain jokes with a 30-year-old woman that a 20-year-old laugh, they'd be like, ki, that 30-year-old be looking at you like.
True, exactly. Like,
because off top, they're not thinking about the joke just to laugh. They sitting there literally picking the whole joke apart to figure out what the hell is he trying
that's
to
just
say.
We just in two different worlds.
This is what
I mean,
that
like,
is.
I think it's like just, what's taken serious at the same age, I think it's still taken serious. But yeah, like I look, y'all, these jokes gonna fly. I don't give a damn if I'm 30 or
perfect
7,
day.
Eight.
The perfect day and age for me personally would be 24 to 28. I'm cool with it.
As you get older, it's going to stay there?
I didn't say that. I'm saying right now. I can't speak for the future tense. I'm talking about present.
I don't think I can date somebody.
You 30?
Yeah, but I ain't trying to.
Like, a 24-year-old, a lot of them, I couldn't date a man.
Chicks who be
under a year.
Their toes be wrinkled. Their hands look
wait
different.
Wait a minute, KP.
I think that's some shit.
That's probably just genetic.
Yeah, that's something
they
their grandmama
that
did
shit.
To them.
They can't. That's why I just don't.
It's true, though. I mean, you can tell women's ages by their hands and feet.
Hands and feet. It be different.
Yeah, like, I mean, their
like,
toes look
you
like.
Know they didn't watch, like, you know they've been washing dishes for like 39 years.
Oh, they got red toenail polish. Got auntie
I
feet.
Hate that.
Women love, I used to love red polish until I noticed that it was a grandmama's. like the 60-year-olds, so every time they get their nails done, it's red. And it's not the light red. It's like that dark, like burgundy red. And they
look like
auntie feet.
It's just like, ugh, I stopped it.
What was that Snoop Dogg scary movie?
Bones.
Bones. You remember the blood on the pool?
Yes! That's on their nails. That's the color of their nails. Like, what the heck is this?
That shit was horrible.
Man, that was the slowest blood
that
ever.
That was the slowest
man.
Movie ever.
No, the blood, though. Blood like, really the, was like, the blood was just like where did y'all
burgundy,
man,
red, burgundy.
So and stupid looking. Look
like, give me a little snowflake.
Yeah.
Stupidest blood ever, man. Stupidest blood ever, man. That is the dumbest blood I ever seen in my life.
No, but seriously. That's what red they go with.
Right.
Blood from bones.
Yeah. That's exactly it.
Color you want, darling? You seen bones? Say no more.
And then you get the older women that are very sophisticated. You know, they get the French tip. And French tip will never go out of line. It'll never go out of style to
porn
me.
Porn stars wear French tip.
They like, do.
That's right.
Porn stars strippers.
But that's actually, that's true. Older women do wear French tip.
They love French tip. It's just to them, that's like I don't know what it is, but they love it.
That's why men always gonna think this shit sexy, because porn stars are strippers.
Yeah, okay.
But they be having the thick white
tips. The thick white tips, yep.
But yeah, if you get red on your toes, you too old for me. I'm sorry.
Is that a deal breaker? Like,
that just automatically let me know she's too old.
What if
okay,
she
but
got,
what if she
what
has
she got
really
a fire
pretty
red
feet? Because you like feet,
it's
really
it's
pretty
rare
feet.
It's,
and
now, it is exceptions. Don't get me wrong. There are exceptions. Like, I'm not just ruling it out. Hmm. And preferences aren't definite, as we always say. You know what I'm saying? But I would prefer a woman who's probably from the ages 23, 24 to 28. Oh, shit.
Damn,
you all right? I'm talking with my hands and shit.
You know what? I would say some of those women in that age range, they could have a lot of things together as far as life-wise, but still mentally, they're still trying to catch up.
I'm still
and to you, you guys, you know what? I was just going to say that. To you, I can understand why you would want somebody that age, because my
to
frame
you,
of mind,
I know
y'all
why.
Would be, y'all be, up, y'all be kind of on the same level.
Hey, I don't take that as a charge. I own my
No,
bullshit.
I'm saying some men at 30, I'm telling you, men at 30,
no,
they're
like,
not 30 right, mentally.
Like, look, check this out. Like a woman around 35 or older, she won't talk about politics. I don't care about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she might want to talk about the Olympic swimming. I don't want to fucking talk about that shit.
I don't like somebody that has their TV on
let's
the news
what,
all the time.
Let's talk about what was on World Star Hip Hop. That's what I want to talk about.
Okay. Yeah, you terrible, KP. You don't know.
What, see, like, what the fuck is this?
Water polo.
You never seen water polo,
bro? No, bro. Like, I don't be caring about this shit.
You don't care about water polo?
Bruh,
it looks very difficult, though.
I can't
though.
Fucking swim. Why would I care about anybody else swimming?
Goodness gracious.
It looks very difficult. Like,
and they spend a lot of time in the water.
Watching people swim is only lit when you by the pool and you high.
What?
It's
wow.
It's the only time. For me, I'm personally not saying that shit.
Yeah, you need a
23-year-old. For real.
You really do.
You need clearly. Somebody in that age, right? Don't even leave the 27, 28-year-olds alone.
Ahead,
just stay at the
23, 24.
Matter of fact, leave the 25-year-olds alone. Leave them alone, too. 23, 24, stay right there with them.
We straight.
I know it.
When you trying to get married, though? Right
of now? Course you're not. You I don't know. Some 23, 24, 25-year-olds are trying to snag a husband quick and get a family and all that. They want to live. And just, this is another thing, ladies, you little babies, because this is what you are. You're still a baby. Stop trying to do that. Like,
damn,
it's going
like,
to come.
Am I a baby already?
No.
Like,
I'm
overloaded.
There are certain women that are that age. All they talk about is, when I get married, my husband, my. Like,
oh,
stop.
That's worse, though.
Stop.
Worse.
Let it come
see,
on its own. Like, I'm 30 and I don't talk about that.
When I get 30, this is gonna be me and my hood. I'm gonna delete social media. And this, you gonna be annoying as a motherfucker.
I mean, you annoying right now by saying this.
Yeah, by saying.
So just let it go. Stop
really
trying to plan
on, like,
your life by this age, because it's not gonna happen the way you think it's supposed to happen.
That. When women try to say that they gonna consume themselves in a marriage, that shit is gonna flame the fuck out.
And it's not going to. I've never been married, but what I do know about any relationship you consume yourself only solely with that person is a bit dangerous. You can't do that. You still have to have a life outside of that person. Not meaning go out there and do whatever you want to do, but you still have to be you. You can't just
4 days out the week that I'm probably gonna like you. So you're gonna have to find something for the other three to do.
Huh. Goodness.
That sucks.
How that sucks? That's being honest. You want to be up under somebody 7 days a week?
I mean, you won't be up under them. You won't be up under them the whole 24 hours.
I want to like you for seven days a week.
Yeah, I'm going to like you.
I don't want to be around nobody that much.
Okay, then somebody go somewhere. If y'all not living together, that's perfect. But even if you're not living together, y'all still spend a lot of time together.
Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? IHP is really good. You know what I'm saying? But goddamn, go out. Do something. Get some friends.
And vice versa. You go out too.
They friends too fast.
And now I agree with that. Don't give up your friends. Don't give up unless that friend has done something to cause issues in your relationship. Then keep your friends. Go out, not go out and be a whore, but go out and have fun. Like you got to have your own life. Stop wrapping yourself up in one part in that man.
Keep your friend around
or woman.
Now people gonna disagree with this, but just sometimes you gotta do a friend check. Call your friend out of nowhere and just say, girl, we broke up. And if she happy about it, that bitch shouldn't be your friend too much.
Wow.
Because, yeah, most friends, because I want to know what happened before I even take sides. I need to say, what's
going on? Excitement, like,
girl, let's go.
Let's go out. Yeah. Fuck him. It's about time.
I got to cut you off because you've been sitting around waiting on this to happen.
That's why I say you got to do a friend.
Get out of here. Something you got to do with family member checks. I got a family member like that.
Now, unless. He probably deserved to be let go.
Yeah. Now
if you the friend in a relationship that's always reporting the bad shit, of course she's gonna be happy.
No, if you're the friend in a relationship always reporting anything, let's talk real quick.
I don't like the way this.
Your relationship is yours, right? Everybody should know the ins and outs of your relationship. They should know every good detail. They should know every bad detail is yours. You can choose to share certain things, but every time girl, he just bought me this, or girl, he pissed me off today, those things don't need to be repeated, because what you do is once you move on from him pissing you off, your friend, your mama, your cousin, whatever, they still holding on to it. So when he comes around, they looking at him like they're ready to give him a combo, like a left and a right real quick. Like, stop doing that. Your relationship, that's just like me going out. Everything he does, I'm saying, whether it's good or bad, I'm letting the world know. It's nobody's business.
You treat your relationship like a locked IG page.
No. I don't want to treat it like a locked IG page either, but I'm private with my relationship.
One little profile that, like, you can't enlarge. Don't nobody know who it is.
No, I'm private. I'm private with my relationship.
You want to follow but not access nobody.
No. I just don't believe in reporting all that type of stuff. That's just me personally.
This is what I'm gonna say. I'm okay with you having somebody to go talk to when you feel like you're too upset to talk to me about what's going on. Because keeping shit bottled up is never good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna sit here and act like when I'm pissed off, I don't go talk to somebody.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying everything.
I mean, I'm just saying, because a lot of people can interpret that as don't say shit to nobody, keep it all to yourself. And that's bad. You know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, I want people to know that I make you happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you proud of some shit I do, cool. You go tell somebody some shit like that, but they don't have to know
the exact details of everything you do. That's what I just said.
Unless she cute, you know what I'm saying? And she my type. I'm okay with that.
Tank, say something. Say something. Just say, it don't matter. Just say something. It don't matter what it is. Javoris, somebody get on the mic.
Where did that come from?
Just Tink.
He's auditioning a friend. Whoever. Javoris,
what you burning up in there?
Yes, I'm. Jeez. Okay.
I so wonder who did he go check on that shit.
He got some socks on. I thought it was his feet.
Feet smell like burnt oven.
Feet smell like oven meat.
Oven self clean.
I have a sister who just got married, right? She's been with her husband for 8 years, and they bought their first home, everything, since they've got married. Not one picture of the home has hit social media. It's just that I feel like certain things, they should be private. Not saying hide everything you do, because I don't use social media as much. So if it's work for you, then do it. But some people overly share. Every time he does, he can buy you a gift 5 days a week. Somebody, the world gonna know 5 days a week each gift, how he did it, why he did it. My boo, I love him. He can piss you off 5 days a week.
Most times, people who do that in particular, it's like an ulterior motive.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. When you overdo and overshare things, it's either
you're trying to make somebody jealous.
You're trying to make somebody mad.
Show the side bitch something, or I'm trying to shit on my ex.
I'm trying to piss my ex off and all that type of stuff. I ain't got time for none of it. Like, I can keep it. I'm good. You'll see
too
a picture.
It's too many side things and side agendas now.
The same
like.
Thing with guys,
exactly.
The same thing with guys, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, certain, like, dudes do certain things. I ain't even gonna reveal the game like that, but, you know, same thing go for guys, too. I say that.
Of course it does. I know guys. I have a best friend right now who only uses his Facebook to piss his ex off. Like, only using his every time he gets on there, it's a picture of him and his current girlfriend. He taking her out. Like, you ain't never did this before. You've never done this. What did this ex, and my thing is, whatever this ex did to you, you still holding on to it if you got to do this type of stuff. Like,
I just wish I was that photogenic. Like, I just can't be that photogenic.
What, you just snap it up?
Just snap it up.
I just don't like taking pictures
anymore.
I'm
just not that conscious
of
it.
I'm getting to that point, too.
Like, I just never been that conscious to do it.
I hadn't posted any pictures of me and my dude since we started dating.
Well, I'm gonna say it took me. I ain't super photogenic, but if she asked me to take a picture, I'm not gonna tell her.
And see, that's different. I mean, that's different. Like, she wanna take a picture, that's different.
Like, I have to be feeling.
And everybody knew I was with. I just wasn't posting no pictures.
If I take a picture, it's because I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Like, other than that, I'm not just sitting around this motherfucker saying, hey, it's photo time.
Let's take pictures. Nah, let's snap up pictures. I'm straight.
Then snap me up in the off guards and the lookaways and the look downs.
But you know,
I don't mind the off guards, just don't post them.
Shit's so different nowadays. So you got a different group of guys who I feel like probably, I ain't going to say in real life, just on social media, who probably just like super photogenic. You know what I'm saying? They really love themselves and like seeing themselves.
Like, really, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's kind of weird to me.
Like, one of my homies I grew up with, man, like, recorded himself talking to his dad at his grave site.
Huh? Okay. Okay.
Like, like, it seriously happened, man. Like,
was he looking for? Was he? Did he think he was just photogenic, or was he looking for some type of sympathy or something?
I don't know what he doing.
He was video talking to his dad.
But I guess it's, I don't know. It's kind of like letting people. It's kind of like behind the scenes of
like everybody trying to make a reality, like almost a reality TV show on themselves.
See, I don't like that. Maybe I'm just old now because this stuff just does not excite me. I don't want you to know what I'm doing. Like, I don't want you to know that I'm at a grave. You don't need to know where I'm at. Like, especially if I'm at a grave site. The last thing I'm thinking about is recording myself.
That's like folks taking pictures of themselves in hospital beds.
I hate that.
Yeah,
I hate
that. They do that too.
I know people who use.
He'll record himself talking in the hospital bed, like, yeah, them niggas got me, but real niggas still here.
I know people who use every opportunity in life to take a picture, to use it, to see how many likes they can get.
Yeah.
Now, they don't verbally say that to you.
But you know what they're doing.
Yeah, you can see who do it.
Man, look, a picture in the hospital bed, even if you crop it out, don't ever post it of me. Like, I would never take one of myself like that.
I seen the fight. Shit was crazy.
Yeah.
Why didn't you record it?
Right.
Nigga, because I don't like fucking recording fights. I'll watch it if you record it. I'm not going to be the person behind what. Like, for instance, years ago, Chicago, big fight happened.
Yeah.
The little boy got hit with the 2x4. Yeah. Wasn't even a part of the fight. But somebody standing there recording the whole time.
Yeah.
Never intervenes. I don't ever want to be that person.
Right.
You know, like, I can't shit on a person for doing that shit and then be the same person that does it.
Yeah, and then your mama just had open heart surgery. She laying up with 100 different tubes in her, but he go a picture, y'all pray for my mama. Could you just not have said pray for my mother?
I did post a video of my big mama when she was in the hospital, but the only reason I posted it because that was the last words that she said to me that I wasn't even present for. Like, the whole time my grandmother was in the hospital, every time I seen her, she wasn't conscious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, outside of that, I wasn't finna just sit there and take, like, I walked in when she had just passed, you know what I'm saying? I never thought of it as a perfect photo op, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, let me go ahead and check myself,
I mean, like I said, it's a line between it. Like, it's, like, it's hard to find reason.
But I guess it's also subjective too. Yeah, some people feel like it's okay. Like, I don't personally, I don't like seeing people post stillborns
or dead bodies, period.
Anybody that's not had,
bro, if you're not living, don't take a picture.
It makes me sick to my stomach. You better not ever
snap a picture of me in no casket,
bro. I promise you.
You know what? I want to be cremated. I don't want to give anybody that chance.
I got people around me that I know would do that. Like, if I would literally was laid up in the hospital, they would come down. They would come to the hospital and take pictures with me just to fucking post. My nigga up in here scratched out, bro.
Yep.
That's
or people will come
up.
See you just to post just that to they post came
it,
to see.
Or just to see how you're doing so they can talk about it on social media. I was
probably when they talk to me the whole time they there.
Yeah. Nope, just snapping it up. Man, look. And whenever,
like I say, you got people who look at that as being an opportunist. Like,
I'm here for my friend. That's what type of friend I am. Yeah. Like, I'm a real friend.
I'm going to tell y'all a story when we get done. Because I know, like, if I say I'm doing somebody else, I know they'll do this shit to me. You know what I'm saying?
No. Well, anytime I was in the hospital, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, dehydration twice. I didn't call her. So my dad was pissed off because I slipped up and told him. But my thing is, I don't want people to know that I'm sick while I'm doing. We can talk about it after I'm over it. But in that moment, first of all, I don't even want to be bothered in that moment. Like, if you sick, you ain't got time to be saying, look at this IV in my arm. Like, you're trying to figure out how the fuck I'm going to get better, because I literally thought I was going to die. Called my son. I was like, I think this is it. No, like, that's how it progressed. So Friday and I started feeling bad. Saturday I got worse. Sunday it was just like death. Monday morning it was like, what the hell is going on? And I texted you, told you I wasn't gonna record the show. I was feeling bad. So Tuesday I got up, and every time I moved, it was like I was getting ready to faint. Like, I didn't know what it was.
You got to let somebody know, Slim.
At some point she could have said,
my son's
hey,
dad knew.
I'm not feeling good right now. I'm good. Something.
So at that point, is it?
I always feel shunned by Slim. Like,
no,
Slim.
It's not. It's just that I'm private with certain things, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. I thought I was on the verge of dying.
You don't know how to just say, you know, I'm not feeling well.
I'm not feeling well. Something. Let me know.
I was like,
on,
let me figure this shit out.
Here I am. She was fine.
Everybody just looking at us.
At the funeral, like, she was good. She up and died. And somebody come grab the mic for me. Really, when she was in the hospital for like 5 days.
Well, how the hell was I supposed to know that?
Right, now y'all in the pool pit arguing. Yeah. Cause you
she wasn't. She texted me Saturday.
Everybody just
texted you from the hospital bed. You a goddamn liar. So we gonna have to ask you,
I was doing that, like I was still trying to go about, because I didn't know what was wrong. I did not know what was wrong, and nobody else knew. They just told me I had headaches, and then a doctor came in and she was like, they just checked like some vitals. She was like, you're dry. And I was like, what dry mean? Tell me what dry means. Like,
what?
Like, I'm like, what the
fuck? Dry,
dry
means.
Dry.
That's what she said. I'm like, dry. I sat up like, what dry? Like, you gotta tell me what dry
like
is.
Like, not wet.
What area are we talking about? Like,
so have you not been drinking water, Slim? So, like,
I had, but this is the problem.
So
I had
sex put you in the hospital.
No. Had nothing to do with sex.
You petty.
I had been off from my second job, right? And then I started back doing my second job. But the fluids that I was taking in, you know, 8 ounces a day is what you're supposed to take in. With the heat being so high, with the heat index being so high, and then me doing a lot of walking in my second job, I wasn't taking in enough. I was sweating out the water I was taking it, that I was the 8 ounces, but I was supposed to double that with a lot of that. So I wasn't doing it. So I got treated once for dehydration. Then a day or two later, it was back there, and I was trying to figure out what the hell was going on, and that was the problem. So that's why I'm drinking Gatorade. Number Gatorade
down,
says.
They said you wasn't dehydrated. They said you were dry.
She was like, dry? What is
and a medical term
dry.
Is that.
What is dry? They ran one bag, and she came in like... I'm like, dry. I don't know what this bitch is talking about. Am I dead? Like, man. Am I dying? But yeah, I didn't tell anybody. I was like, I'm going to get, if it's death, then
you just got to find out from somebody.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nah, it might go be at the pew going, I had a case of water in the trunk the whole time. She could have came and got it.
Listen, Slim don't never let you know when she leaving.
Right.
Leave the event, leaving life.
You
right,
leaving
earth.
Without telling us? What the fit?
She just got it all bad for leaving.
I used to be arguing with her in the afterlife. Like, Slim, I text Jeremy and told him I was dying. I thought he told y'all. What?
See.
Excuse me, I'm gonna need you guys to step aside and try to get some other people in.
All right, we just in line going on. So you just weren't gonna tell nobody.
Still don't tell that. I just like to keep everything private. Even you on the verge of dying. Okay.
My dad was pissed out when he found out, and I realized
that. I'm sure.
Because I was talking, I was like, Dad, I'm not feeling good. I'm just getting over dehydration. He was like, Wait, stop. Come back and say that again. I was like, What?
So
and
you
I
tried to keep talking.
And you're a little too consciously private. Yeah, that's really? What I'm like.
And that's what I'm realizing
so
that I'm too.
He
went off on me so bad.
He should have pulled off his belt and whooped you.
He went out so bad. If he was in front of me, he probably would have tried to
grab the middle of the belt and just swing.
Just swing.
But he didn't. Because in my mind, after the first round, I was fine. I was like, I don't need to tell him. Because in my mind, I don't want to worry people. I don't want people thinking I'm like.
Nah, you can't think it'll be like
and that's my problem. I think that I'll worry somebody. So I'm like, just keep to yourself.
You'll
handle with yourself.
You'll be more worried if something bad was to happen. Like, nah.
Wow. Yeah, that was my closest I ever felt like I was going to death. I was like, maybe I need to start talking to people more. Because I'm a loner, like, by nature. I was like, maybe you just need to let people know some
this
stuff.
This motherfucker really didn't text me, though. I did. Gonna be able to make
I'm not going
to
be able to make
and
it.
I didn't want to question it. You know
he just
I'm
said
saying?
Okay.
He's like, okay. So now I need to know, Slim, are you okay? Are you somewhere safe?
Do you need a care package?
Do you have all of your limbs still? Like, did your foot get chopped off? Is
are
that
you
why
still,
you can't make
are
it?
Are you dry? Like,
when that lady said that, I was like confused as hell. Like,
Slim,
what
you dry again? Are you dry again? Is you dry? Shit.
God. I'm glad you better. Shit.
Me too, man. It was a rough week, man. I was like, damn, what did I do? I'm an ex and guy. Like, what I do to you? I ain't did shit to you. Like,
listen, prayers.
Hey, I know how that feels because my leg is lost against that.
No.
I so was like, is this for me not going to church? Or did I put this wrong socks on?
Oh, goodness.
That stuff ahead you thinking, though. Like, did I not do a good deed or something this week? Like, what's up? Like, I thought I was doing everything right.
Yeah, you know you fed up. You say to God verbatim, man, I ain't did shit to you.
Like, what's up? I ain't did nothing.
God, I ain't did shit to you, man. Like,
what did I do to deserve this?
This some old bullshit.
I've been living right. I've been eating right.
That's what I was. I'm like, I ain't did shit. Like, what's hey, up?
Gotta,
what I do,
you
man?
You got to come on down, God. I ain't did shit to you, God.
I was like that whole week. Like, God damn, man, what I do?
I've been out the way, Jesus. Neutral.
Okay, so neutral. Has there ever been a time in your life where you just really asked yourself, why me?
Yep. A couple times.
Yeah,
you just gave us your most recent event.
Yeah.
Anybody got anything they willing to share, though?
No. When my son's dad died, I asked why me. I literally asked why me for like a week until my dad told me I need to stop because I was being very selfish.
All my why me moments always come with the Lakers. Every time we lost to the Pistons, I went and stood in front of the church for 2 hours.
Probably stood in the wrong place. Like,
I only stood there for 2 hours. And I.
Yeah, Knicks lost to the Spurs. I didn't know why. And then Tim Duncan. I hated Tim Duncan then. I'm like, why we gotta lose this boring ass team? Like,
I work with a Spurs fan and I make it my mission every day to let him know that the Spurs hat that he wears to work is very ugly. I'm dead serious.
You gotta say it like look, that. I agree.
I tell him that's an ugly ass hat. Look, I even got my coworkers in on it. I walk up to him, I whisper to him, hey, when I walk out, tell him that's an ugly ass hat.
Pity.
He be like, man, why you telling people to tell me that?
It's
an ugly hat. It's an ugly hat. He took that motherfucker off.
But don't you hate the people when you say why me and they look at you, why not you?
Yeah.
I'm not in the moment for this right now. Let me.
Why not you?
Let me be where I am right now.
Why not I come kick your ass? That's what.
Why you can't even you? Be down on yourself. Why not you? What makes you so much better?
Speaking of why not me moments.
You got to buy a what?
Another Scooby-Doo blanket.
Oh, you used to be in the closet with your blanket. Yeah.
What?
You're going to have a lot of that this year.
A whole lot of it.
This year, sir.
Okay.
Y'all just be worried about that first round exit. With y'all super team.
That's not going to have super team.
This what Derrick Rose said.
Derrick Rose be high, though. Derrick Rose can't read.
He don't be high. Exactly. He can't read. He just think he's still as good as he once was.
He can't read, though. He cool.
He's like paper,
he
though. Like, he going to break some. Wait a minute. He already got hurt, right? In preseason.
Preseason.
Not preseason.
Let's go to sleep.
I need to, but he gonna get hurt first game. First game, he's gonna get hurt.
He
gonna break an ankle.
Okay, so let me say this: we got a big announcement for something that we had coming up. I really don't know how I wanted to roll it out. I still feel like it's too early to give the actual date.
Yeah, it is.
So I'm just gonna let you know that we do have a date set. In a venue booked.
Please don't
for
say
our second live podcast here in Memphis. I do have the flyers and everything made and all of that already. So we just want to go ahead and try to build up the anticipation for that. We do plan on putting on a more organized event this go round. So I think that'll be great. And then I think after the show is over, we're gonna do karaoke.
Yeah. Least intoxicating this time around.
Huh? Least. No, I don't drink.
Oh yeah, he stopped drinking.
I don't drink.
Bro, I'm saying across the board.
Where?
You know, we not gonna get drunk and leave just abruptly.
I wasn't drunk. I just leave early anyway. I never stayed anywhere until the end.
What did she tell us?
Right.
I got drunk, them two drinks.
I was tipsy, but I leave everything.
Drink. I just didn't feel a certain
thing. Yeah, when have we ever had someone stay to the end of the time? Nothing.
And that's bad.
It is. Because maybe if I start coming late,
let's just talk.
Then I'll stay home. No, I was. I showed up right on time.
You were late for the last two things we had.
No, I was not. And if I was late for the live recording, it's because I was the first person up there to put shit together.
That's how I knew you was going to be late.
No, Tink texted me. I was literally outside. You were still outside when I pulled up.
We were waiting on you.
Because you came down the step like a wrestler. Like, it was, you got announced.
It was 8 o'clock on the dot.
Clean.
We did not start at 8.
But I'm saying,
like a wrestler.
Because Jake, no, I walked in at 8 o'clock and Jake was like, do you want to sit? Do you want to eat first?
Swear she got
because
damn
you were late.
That's not late. 8 o'clock is not late. Everything started
we
at 8.
We were supposed to start at 8.
8, if I get there at 8, that's not late.
That is late.
No, it's not.
You.
Long as you walk through the door at 8 o'clock.
You are late.
No. Nope.
And you pulled up at 8.
I pulled up at 8.
And then you came.
Did you not say, did Jake not say, do you want to eat first or what?
Because you were late.
It didn't matter.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. I got there at 8 o'clock. That's not late.
That was,
I was on time.
If you're not early, you are late.
I was early. Well, technically.
I said, she going to be late coming back. That's why
I wasn't late.
So you might want to go and go. We got this. No, good.
Y'all didn't have it.
We still would have had it.
No, you wouldn't.
I would have rather you came back on time.
I was on time. I got there at 8 o'clock on the dot.
Slim.
That's on time to me.
And then threw some poof smoke and left. Then
hey, the picnic is hot as hell outside. Like, do y'all really think I'm going to come out there at 12 noon? 1 o'clock? It's hot. I had to wait.
We have to discuss this off air because this just don't go right.
Yeah.
Slim going to be on time.
I was,
and Slim not going
to. It's going to be cool, too.
Throw some ninja stars and leave. So.
Yeah.
Like, we paid for. Yeah. Okay. This Real Things podcast, we out.